it is rare that we get the opportunity to congratulate an individual on two separate things at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
But that is the case with this conversation. He is the new head coach of the Edmonton Oilers. He is also the head coach of the gold medal winning Team Canada at the World Hockey Championships. Here's Todd McLellan. Well, congratulations and congratulations.
Well, thanks for sharing that with me and having me on today, fellas.
I'm intrigued by the process that you went through here, given that you knew you were going to go to Prague for the World Championships. I know you know Nick very well, Bob Nicholson, the CEO, I guess, of the Oilers now. I assume he contacted you fairly early in this process.
He did. When our year finished in San Jose and we decided that it was time to move on there, Doug Wilson and I got a call quite soon after that from Bob. Mac T was still in charge here as a general manager, and we had discussions with them at that point that they may have some interest. Then along came the World Championship job, and my focus turned there. But as time went on, more and more teams began to call, and I began the interview process over in Europe.
I know you have a long relationship with Nick, and this is a hypothetical question. I don't know if you can even answer it, but let me throw it at you. If Bob Nicholson had not taken over the reins of the hockey department and started to make the changes that he has made, would that job have been less appealing to you?
Well, one of the things that the criteria that I was looking for was people first, people that shared my vision and my passion level, my work ethic level, and I think Bob does share that. I think through Peter Chiarelli and Craig McTavish and the rest of them, I think we're at that level here in Edmonton. So that's where it became very enticing. Obviously, the draft and the Connor McDavid potential of showing up in Edmonton played in it for any coach that was considering taking a job this spring. And then from there, my relationship that I created with Jordan Eberle, Taylor Hall, and Peter Chiarelli over in Europe convinced me that this was the right place for myself.
Todd, you mentioned Connor McDavid, and one thing I caught on during your press conference, you mentioned talking to Sidney Crosby about what it was like to come to the NHL as an 18-year-old future superstar. Can you just enlighten us on why you decided to talk to Sidney about that and what he shared with you about what could be in store for you and Connor?
Well, we had an opportunity to create a relationship with Sidney over there. I had never, been around him in that type of environment where I got to coach him. Having success there, I think we created a trust level where I could go and ask him those type of questions. And Sid was very, he spent a fair amount of time with me revealing what he had gone through as an individual, coming into the National Hockey League after having a tremendous junior career and really being the next one, if you will. It's not an easy thing. Of course, they're both great athletes. They're the best at what they do, and it's exciting for them. But there's a lot of hardships that go along with it, adjusting to the fame, adjusting to the stress of dealing with media and everyday people. And Sidney Crosby, I just watched him for 2 weeks in Europe. Very seldom did he ever turn anybody down as far as autographs go. He was polite. He was a true gentleman, a great ambassador for our game. And, Connor's going to have to experience that as a very young man in a Canadian market. So I think there's some things that our organization here in Edmonton can do to help him, not only on the ice surface, but away from the rink as far as media goes and living conditions, just so that he is he's comfortable and he's brought up the right way.
As a head coach, what can you offer Connor, do you think, for the situation he's going to come into?
Well, an opportunity to create a relationship. I've been lucky enough to be in two really good organizations, in the National Hockey League, Minnesota, Detroit, and San Jose, where they've had some very young players come through their teams and been able to develop and have success. My job is to create a relationship with Connor to find out what makes him feel good, how he reacts to certain situations, to put him in an environment where he and the team can have success. And we'll stress here in Edmonton that it's more important for us to talk about the whole rather than individual parts. But with his notoriety, that's exceptionally hard to do. So we've got to blend it all together.
Having the Oilers brain trust all together in Prague and having a few hours here and there to chat, I assume you went through a list of priorities that they have, plans that they have, how you take this team with so many good young players, so many number one draft choices who haven't been able to put it together. Was that a comfort level for you and part of the decision making process, understanding what the guys that are already there have in mind?
It was, and again, it has to be a clear message from the top on all the way down through, and that's where I felt comfortable. I thought that Bob Nicholson has an idea of how things need to occur here, what the order of events are, how important identity is, and to develop that. And at no point do we talk about playoffs or Stanley Cups or anything like that. We know that we've got to start with a foundation and with that identity and work from there. And that was encouraging when we talked about the pieces that exist here now or pieces that may soon be coming. We know that there's strengths in the organization and there's weaknesses. It's not unlike any other team in the NHL, but how do we adjust or adapt based on those facts, and what can we do different? And there were tremendous conversations, great dialect, passionate people. So a lot of real positives for me coming into this organization.
One of the issues that Edmonton's always had is, frankly, an inability to attract free agents, at least top name free agents. And we understand that there aren't that many of them out there, not as many as there used to be. Teams re-sign their guys. Nonetheless, I would think that the group that you've put together in terms of management, combined with the young talent that you've got, creates an opportunity, at least a talking point, for some higher ranking free agents who heretofore would not even have considered Edmonton. Do you agree?
Well, I certainly hope that's the case. You know, when you look at the staff that Bob has put together and Peter, and it's not complete yet. I still have some work to do to round out the coaching staff. The players that are here in place now and some that are coming, you know, they're going into a new tremendous building and complex here. So there's a lot of encouraging things that are going on in Edmonton and with the Oilers. But the simple fact is that the product on the ice, the team on the ice, still drives the organization.
Sure.
It's what matters. It's what counts. And as a group, it has to get better. The learning curve and the result curve has to start going upwards consistently. And when that happens, then it will be a true destination. So, and the other thing is, you only want players that really want to be here. You know, as things evolve here, and hopefully we get it going in the right direction, there'll be more of those. And you know, that will be a powerful time. But we're not talking about going out and recruiting a whole bunch of free agents. We want to make what we have here better. And if the right piece comes along, then I know Peter will do what's right for the team.
Todd, we spent the past 10, 11 minutes talking hockey. That's what we were supposed to do. But in the last month, you've been relieved of a job. You won a world championship. At the same time you're winning a world championship, you're interviewing for an Oilers job. You get the Oilers job. Have you had a second yet to just sit back and think of what a wild month this has actually been for you?
I don't think I've had that yet, to tell you the truth. I'm looking forward to to getting on a plane and going back to San Jose and just getting my family back together. Mm-hmm. My youngest is finishing up school. My oldest is home from his junior year. We haven't had time to look each other in the eye and really digest everything. So we'll do that, recharge the batteries, and then we've got a lot of work in front of us. Mm-hmm. I have work with my family to do to make sure everything's going to work out that way, and we have work with the Oilers family to make sure that we're doing what we need to do to prepare for the draft. And then after that, we have a summer camp. And before you know it, training camp's around the corner. So today was the easy day. Mm-hmm. Today, accepting the job and dealing with the media, that was the easy part. The work starts tomorrow morning when the sun comes up, and that's what we're here for.
It's an exciting time. Again, congratulations. We know under normal circumstances, we would have spent a lot of time talking about the world championship, but given the situation, we're pleased to have you on and congratulate you on getting the Oilers job. We'll look forward to chatting with you during the season next year. Thank you for this today.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate your time. Take care.
Todd McLellan, the new head coach of the Edmonton Oilers, and nobody would argue the choice.